Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Business degrees continue to rank high in popularity among today's college students, which makes our next guest optimistic about the future for his institution as it celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. Peter Brews is Dean of the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Peter, welcome.
Wonderful to be here, Mike.
So happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. I never thought I would be wished to be 100 years old, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Some celebrating going to happen, I'm assuming?
There will be. We have a number of events that are going to transpire over the year, but we're going to kick it off on the 10th of April with the House and Senate at the State House that recognize the incredible anniversary.
And now you've been here 5 years.
That's true. Arrived here in January of 2014.
What are some trends that you've seen happen in business education since you've been here?
Well, as you remarked in the beginning, demand has gone up. This demand has come at a price because more is being asked of our students, more is being asked of everybody, from a productivity perspective. And as a result, we've had to, should we say, enhance what we're asking our students to do and what we are training them for. And what's been really exciting over the last 3 to 4 years is to watch that transformation take place across the school.
And I saw some good news about the international part of your business school recently.
The last numbers of years, we've been number one ranked. And in fact, our undergraduate program has been number one for 20 years. And our graduate program, our international MBA, was recently ranked again number one by U.S. News and World Report. And of course, that's also been for the last numbers of years. So our international business ranking has held strong.
Now, among the undergraduate degrees, where are you seeing most of the activity?
It's interesting that you asked about the international business program because that's a very important part of our school. But what many people don't realize is that if you're an IB major at the Moore School, you are required to do another major. And the reason why that is because mostly a typical student who comes out of an undergraduate program with an international business major is not going to go out and become an international business person. Where they will typically get their first jobs are in the other majors. And they will go into finance, or they will go into accounting, or they will go into marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that has been the case, for the time that the undergraduate program and the IB major has been in existence. And I was very pleased to learn when I arrived in 2014 that the program was designed for that explicitly. What that means is that the reason that our international business students do so well in the undergraduate program is because we have really good majors to offer them in addition to that. And that has typically not got as much press or as much widespread coverage as the international business major has. What we find going on now is that we've had to deepen and increase the rigor across all those other majors. This year, for the first time, we introduced a data lab, which basically gets to meet every sophomore student when they come through in their second year, typically. And they are going to be required to do data and analytical stuff that was simply not in place when I arrived 3 or 4 years ago. What we're also now doing is we are making sure every student leaves data proficient, analytically capable, and functionally based. Now, why this is important for your listeners is I'm not sure that anybody who is not data proficient and analytically capable is going to be able to get a high-value job in virtually every field over the next 10 or 20 years.
I would guess that most businesses want a technology proficient employee.
And we do find that. I mean, whenever I say to our business colleagues or our employers that we are graduating students who are competent using R and understand SQL, which is about database management, and also have some training in Power BI, which is data visualization, they jump at those students. And there is clearly a shortage of this sort of human capital in our country. And I haven't yet met a business that didn't say, wow, when can I meet them?
Well, Peter, once again, congratulations on 100 years for the Moore School, and thanks for stopping by the studio.
You're very welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Peter Brews is Dean of the University of South Carolina, Darla Moore School of Business, celebrating 100 years this year. We will have a link to the school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.